You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with some market news. Vishnu Prakash Pungalia shares listed at 65% premium over IPO price on NSE and BSE amid flat domestic market. The share debuted at Rs. 163.3 on the BSE as compared to the issue price of Rs. 99. Vishnu Prakash Pungalia shares grey market premium gained 60% on Tuesday, commanding a premium of Rs. 60 over upper end of the IPO price, implying a listing price of Rs. 159 per share. Vishnu Prakash Pungalia IPO opened for subscription on 24th August and the issue was fully subscribed 87.82 times on the last day of subscription, helped by overwhelming participation from institutional investors. The qualified institutional buyers category was subscribed 171.69 times. In some more IPO-related news, water and sewerage infra player EMS Limited on Monday said it has fixed a price band of Rs. 200 to 211 apiece for its Rs. 321 crore initial public offering. The issue will open for public subscription during September 8 to 12th, and the bidding for anchor investors will open on September 7th, the company said in a statement. The IPO comprises fresh issue of equity shares worth Rs. 146.24 crores and an offer for sale of 82.94 lakh shares by promoter and founder Ramveer Singh. Currently, Singh holds 97.81% stake in the company. In the pre-IPO placement round, the Ghaziabad-based firm raised Rs. 33.76 crore, leading to a reduction in fresh issue size to Rs. 146.24 crores from Rs. 180 crores planned earlier. Meanwhile, a provision to enable public procurement portal GEM to impose penal interest for making delayed payments to vendors by government ministries and departments will be fully operational from end of this month, a senior official said on Tuesday. In 2020, the government decided to levy a 1% penalty on government departments and agencies for delayed payments to vendors selling goods on the GEM platform. Government e-marketplace CEO P.K. Singh told reporters that the functionalities have been developed and that in about 3 weeks' time, it will be fully functional. He said that for non-public financial management system payments, the portal is calculating the interest, but for PFMS things, work is in the final stages. Moving on, fintech major Paytm on Tuesday said it disbursed US$667 million, Rs. 5,517 crore loans through its platform and deployed 87 lakh devices for offline payments in August. The Vijay Shekhar Sharma-led fintech platform said in a regulatory filing that on an average 9.4 crore users transacted through Paytm monthly during July and August this year, which was 20% higher than the average number of users recorded during the same period last year. The number of merchants paying subscription for payment devices stood at 87 lakhs as of August 2023, which is an increase of 42 lakh devices year-on-year. Merchant payment volumes GMV for the AntFin-backed firm stood at Rs. 3 lakh crore during July and August, registering an on-year growth of 43%. Over to technology, Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday held a meeting with NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang. PM Modi and Huang spoke at length regarding the rich potential India offers in the artificial intelligence sector. In a post shared on X, formerly known as Twitter, PM Modi noted that Jensen Huang appreciated strides made by India in the artificial intelligence sector. PM Modi in a post on X wrote, quote, "Had an excellent meeting with Mr. Jensen Huang, the CEO of at NVIDIA. We talked at length about the rich potential India offers in the world of AI. Mr. Jensen Huang was appreciative of the strides India has made in this sector and was equally upbeat about the talented youth of India," unquote. In some good news for auto lovers, the all-electric Volvo C40 goes on sale in India today with an introductory price of Rs. 61.25 lakh ex-showroom. Bookings for the new Volvo C40 Recharge will commence this evening and the vehicle bookings can be done online only through the carmaker's official website. The Volvo C40 Recharge is the second model to be built in India at Volvo's factory on the outskirts of Bengaluru, and the ex-showroom cost of the C40 Recharge includes a 3-year comprehensive warranty, 3-year roadside assistance, 3-year Volvo service package, 8-year warranty on the battery pack, 5-year subscription to digital services, and 11-kilowatt wall box charger. Volvo says that the C40 Recharge can accelerate from 0 to 100 kmph in 4.7 seconds. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. India equity indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex closed in the green on Tuesday, extending the two-day gaining streak. Nifty 50 ended at 19,574.90, adding 0.24%, while Sensex rose 150 points to close at 65,780.26. The broader markets closed largely in the green, with Nifty mid-cap adding over 1%, while Nifty small-cap jumped 0.84%. Sectorally, Bank Nifty and Nifty Auto ended flat marginally in the red. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.